Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The future of one of the court orders that blocks portions of President Trump's travel ban could be decided today. A ruling last weekend by two federal judges in Boston blocked enforcement of the ban on non-citizen travelers from seven majority Muslim countries. The American Civil Liberties Union and State Attorney General Maura Healey today asked for an extension of that order. With us now from federal court to explain the legal issues is WBUR reporter David Boeri. Good morning, David.
Hi, Bob.
Judge Nathaniel Gorton has several questions to answer today, including whether the Attorney General can join the case. But the major question is whether to continue the temporary restraining order. So what goes into that decision, David?
The key phrase is immediate and irreparable harm. That's the case the plaintiffs made to the emergency judge last weekend, and she granted them the 7-day restraining order. It's what they're going to have to convince another judge of today to win a continuation of that restraining order. Yesterday, the government lawyers filed their response, and they argued the case is moot because there's no demonstrable and immediate harm. The case goes something like this, that the original plaintiffs, those two UMass Dartmouth professors, they've already been allowed back into the United States. And the White House has now clarified that people with green cards, otherwise known as the lawful permanent residents, are not affected by the travel suspension. And the new plaintiffs in this case, there were six of them introduced this week, they're all here as well. So the argument is no harm, no longer any need for a restraining order.
On the other side, the plaintiffs eventually want the entire executive order declared unconstitutional. But what's their argument for keeping this restraining order in place while that big question plays out?
Yeah, that the individuals are still facing irreparable harm. That the executive order has not been amended or rescinded, that executive order by President Trump, that the government pronounces have been contradictory, that they've been all over the map in the last week. And there are reports as well that the restraining orders are not being followed by government agencies. And now, especially through Maura Healey, the state attorney general, the arguments being made not only are individuals, but the Commonwealth's colleges, hospitals, businesses, big and small, they're all being negatively affected by people who are prevented from traveling to and from Massachusetts.
The judge considering the case today, Judge Gorton, as you mentioned a moment ago, is not the judge who issued the original ruling last weekend. Does that make a difference?
Yeah. So after the emergency judge was involved last weekend, the case moved to the wheel for a random assignment. And it so happened that the plaintiffs pulled Nathaniel Gorton, and the lawyers groaned when they found that he was going to be the judge. He's known as a conservative judge, harder to persuade, they think, than the judge they had last weekend. So one of the many options about what might happen today that they're considering is that if Judge Gorton decides not to renew the restraining order, is to go to the Court of Appeals here in the building at Moakley Federal Courthouse. Time's limited on this because the restraining order runs out early Sunday morning. We'll see what's going to happen.
You know, the big picture here is that the ruling in the Boston federal court is one of several around the country regarding the same issue. Are all of those cases going to move forward separately?
Well, it's a good question. There are four restraining orders that have already been issued around the country, one in the last couple of days. And those are based on judges' evaluations that there's a strong likelihood the courts will find the executive order violates the Constitution. And as you've been reporting, a Brooklyn federal judge yesterday extended a halt to deportations of refugees and green card holders under the executive order. So there's lots going on. The lawyers say that they have all these cases. Will they be consolidated? No one quite knows, and no one seems, in terms on the plaintiff's side, to have locked into a strategy.
All right. WBUR's David Boeri will follow the events in federal court in Boston today to be joined by WBUR's Shannon Dooling a little later on for this busy day in federal court in Boston. David Boeri, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.